So tired, not that loud.
This is a Whack Matters spoiler cast for Avengers Infinity War. If you have not seen the movie or you care about being spoiled, do not listen. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Bad stuff happens!
Quill dies. Groot dies.
Spider-Man is dead.
Doctor Strange dies.
Wakanda Man dies.
Captain Wakanda dies.
Bucky,
Nick Fury dies.
Winter Soldier, future Captain America.
Your mother dies.
Other future Captain America.
The other future Captain? Yeah. Oh man.
The baby Olsen dies.
Baby Olsen, yes, yes.
Vision dies.
Vision's dead. Paul Bettany. Jarvis, rip.
Vision dies twice.
Yes, yes, yes. They literally killed him, brought him back, and then killed him again.
I like that our idea of the spoiler cast is not to talk about things with spoilers, but just to say the spoiler. Thanos lives.
Thanos lives on.
Thanos succeeds.
Thanos will return.
Thanos will return according to the credits, post-credit sequence.
Screw that guy.
This is the Return of the Jedi. Or, no, that's not the right movie.
No, weird. This is an
Empire
movie.
What's back. The Empire Strikes Back?
Yes.
Everyone bad wins and everyone good loses, except the ones that live who lose.
Yeah, they lost big time
because Spider-Man dies and Quill dies. Well, all the Guardians of the Galaxy Rocket die.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless you count Nebula.
Nebula is not a Guardian of the Galaxy.
Then yes.
Asgard's dead. Alive. Asgard is gone. Like, there's no more Asgard.
So, if you remember, Drewby and I were actually looking today at a website that said that Phase 3 actually continued through the next Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And now I kind of get why they would want to say that. Because they can't really do too much in the story without addressing some serious concerns in the story, which is they did kill all of their young talent.
Essentially. Yes.
Anybody whose contract's not just about up is dead.
Yes, the up-and-comers are gone.
So we're going to see a movie. I mean, here's the thing. I don't want to be cynical in a butt here, but we're going to see a movie coming up where all the old guys die and the new guys come back.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen.
I mean, Tony Stark should have died in this movie. We were kind of expecting Captain America to die in this
movie. I was sure he was going
to
die.
I mean, he's supposed to die in the story, but he would have died before Civil War. Not Civil War. Well, yes, but no. After Civil War. Before Winter Soldier, but they told the story different. So, I mean, we're not really following the comics here. They're doing their own thing. I like the bold choice they made, but I do... And I feel like we're going to be, you know, buttholes in the internet. They're not going to stick to these choices.
No, I don't think it's gonna.
I don't think it's gonna be a waste of choice because I do think that there's gonna be sacrifice in the end. But I do think it was. I made the joke to Mark while Drew was in the bathroom. This movie was written by Vince McMahon, who is the dude who writes the wrestling stuff. Because this was a real like Brock Lesnar wins the title 2 times in a row.
Essentially, you had to bring wrestling into this.
Well, this website logo now has a wrestler boy and a superhero boy, so I can compare the two.
Okay.
The thing is, like. It was really funny to be sitting there with a crowd of people who hadn't seen this movie and them all be like, what the heck?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Wait, what? What? Where
like,
am
There's
I?
There's no way this is the end. And like, we just sat here for 2.5 hours. It's got to be the end. Yeah. They don't have enough film. You can only film 2.5 hours at one time.
Literally
and
only
they
would have
had
hours.
To. They would have had to bring a second camera to make the movie longer.
Yes.
But
yes.
They couldn't do that.
Peter Jackson reportedly used 4 cameras to make his Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah. And that's... They edited some out of Peter Jackson's movie.
Some of it.
One camera. Whole yes. camera worth. Which is why those movies are only 6 hours each.
Oh. My initial reaction to the end of that movie is really... It would... If they can stick to that choice of the character deaths, which they won't. They can't. But if they do, that's kind of what I feel like they would have to do in order to justify this.
Well, I mean, the comic does survivor's guilt... is a cool story, but I don't know if it's... I don't think they're just going to have a bunch of grizzled, old, sad people for a bunch of movies to come. They're going to have to do some kind of reversal where they get the young people back.
Well, as Mark pointed out, the people who survived are essentially our original Gen 1 Avengers.
And they're going to die in the next one to bring the young people back.
At least a significant number of them. I don't think they all will.
I'm okay if Baby Olsen stays dead.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Olsen.
I don't think we're ever going to get a Baby Olsen movie.
No, maybe not.
I don't know. She's an important character in the comics, but they can change what they want.
I mean, she was an important character because she was Magneto's
kid. Captain Wakanda will come back.
Yeah.
Strange will come back.
Strange will probably come back.
I wonder if he will come back.
Strange will come back. People like him. I mean, okay, the thing is, Strange's last, some of his last words was, this is the only way. He did see an outcome where everyone, like, was okay. So, like, this is him future planning. He knows that something is going to get reversed because, yo, you can't just kill half of the universe and be cool. Like, clearly he had seen the future that was good, and he was making the choices to get there.
Yes, yes.
So, that one, they even, it's not just like they're role-reversing everything. They built the storyline to go this way on purpose.
Right, well, that scene where Tony asks him why, because he straight up gives that time gem, and he's like, this was the only way. I'm like, okay, I wasn't worried because I knew that, I mean, his character had seen the good outcome, so it was, like you said,
he was doing what he could to get the good outcome. I mean, there's still a lot of bad outcomes, but, I mean, I do like that they built in a story reason for this to get role-reversed, which is, and like, a character even knew that it was potentially going to go this way.
Mm-hmm.
I like what they did. I like the journey. I think that some of the stuff along the, like, they still did the thing with their weird humor and weird spots. Some of it worked, some of it didn't.
Mm-hmm. I thought most of it worked.
They did the thing where Thor got a new axe, which is pretty cool.
That axe was really cool.
I don't like Captain America's shields as, well, I do like his new shields, but I wish he had his new shields and his old circle shield.
Yeah, I wish he had a throwable shield.
A throwable shield.
Right.
Anybody else get new weapons? They killed Bucky, dog.
Yeah, Bucky gone. He got a new arm. He did get a new arm.
He did get a new arm. It was a gold one without the Russian symbols.
Iron Man had new armor.
Yeah, what was
Iron Man that always suit? Has new armor. Literally every time he blinks, he's got another armor.
That suit is essentially just magic now. Like, it can do whatever it needs to. It's like the,
I mean, Iron Man should have died in that one scene, guys.
Yeah, he should have.
It would have been good for him to die there.
I wish he should have died there.
There's a lot of moments.
So grim.
There was a lot of moments when Thanos just should have killed people and he didn't. And that's a real, like, probably the biggest plot hole.
The only reason that he didn't die was because they wanted to make him watch Peter die.
Yeah, and, like, the thing is, and there's a little bit, like, Thanos did respect these people, but there's a lot of, like, dog, Thanos, you should have just killed some of these people while you had the chance.
I really, really liked the part. I thought it was really, really good when, like, they're fighting for how long and they're literally throwing everything they have at him and he lands one blow and he's like, all that for a drop of blood.
He kills Gamora. That's a good part.
Yeah, let's talk about this. The Thanos character. What did you guys think? Because we got some real deep character development of the bad guy here.
Kind of. I like some of the stuff about Thanos, but man, is that a thin plot line. She's like, I have to kill half of everyone because the resources are running out. It's like, dog, I mean, yeah, there's 30 people in this movie. We don't have a lot of time to, like, completely build you out, but that's not a great... I mean, it's cool how it kind of acts out, but, like, it's really, really...
I mean, would it have been better if he was just a raging person who just killed people?
No, but they could have found a better reason for him to want to kill people than... Or just, like, dug deeper into it. He's literally just like, I'm going to kill half of everything so everyone can survive. Like, that's a weird, weird, weird way to deal with math. That's not how, like, overpopulation works.
The only reason that he even wants to do that is because it happened to him, and so therefore he decides that, all right, this has to happen for everybody. And I think it is, in his mind, an errand of mercy, because he's trying to prevent what happened to his planet.
You don't ever buy that he doesn't buy it. You're supposed to feel some, like,
remorse or, like, sympathy.
You're supposed to at least, like, know where he's coming from, and in a small kind of way you do. It's just so thin when you, like, try to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, it comes from comics. Comics all over the place have, like, cool villains who are super sympathetic or empathetic or...
Speaking of villains, Red Skull?
Red Skull just, like, Red shows Skull up just shows to up. Pop in and be okay, like, yo, okay. We couldn't get Hawkeye, but I got Red Skull.
So get this. I assumed Red Skull died at the end of Captain America.
Yes. Well,
apparently, if you rewatch that movie...
He doesn't.
He's holding, like, the freaking stone.
Yes.
Or whatever, and then just teleports away.
Yes, I remembered that, and I had forgotten that had happened. That
because I thought there was one part in the second Cap movie where I thought he was going to show up, but he didn't. And I was okay with it.
Yeah. No, I thought it was good. I got a little excited because if you've read, like, Captain America stuff and, like, the Winter Soldier line, like, he's very involved in that stuff. And it's like, oh, man, are we going to get, like, Red Skull coming back and stuff? But no, that was a cool little cameo.
I have a serious question. What the crap was Paul Rudd doing that he couldn't show up for 5 minutes?
You know.
Paul freaking Rudd, you dingbat.
He's got kid.
What is Paul Rudd and freaking Ant-Man?
Cynical Marcus says, well, if we have everybody meet everybody and the first time they all kind of meet each other, then we don't have anything for the next one. So that way they can try to recapture some of that magic by having Paul Rudd meet some people that he didn't.
Hawkeye
will be
made a bad decision if he's working on another Bourne movie instead of this movie.
he's under house arrest. He couldn't.
This is so dumb because, like, you know, like, let's just say, like, let's just pretend for a second that, I don't know, freaking Yoda just decided that he was not going to come in for Empire Strikes Back. He's like, well, I mean, he was not in 4, but, like, just imagine, like, Han Solo's just like, deuces, guys, I got another movie. I'm not going to be in episode 5 real quick. Deuces. No, dog, get all your people here. Freaking show up.
You know, This is one of my complaints, but I guess praises of the movie, is that there were so many people. I thought they did a good job, but the movie suffers for it. Because, like, as we were talking about with everything weird, was super thin.
It's weird how they cut up the characters.
Yes.
Like, I mean, it's cool. Of Thor. I definitely like to see, and I mean, he's probably going to die. I definitely like to see the different groups interacting with each other. Like,
sure.
This is a superstar shakeup of
yes, it is.
Of the Avengers movies, yes, where you get new crossovers, which is cool. It was just a weird pairing where, like, Thor decides he's into the rabbit and, like, goes with the rabbit boy. I mean, okay, the thing is, and I've had this problem with a lot of the Marvel movies lately, is, like, they kind of feel like one-off stories because they kind of are one-off stories to tell the greater story. But, like, Thor went to, like, a dwarven dying son to, like, forge a sick new axe. And, like,
that's cool.
It was really only given about 20, 30 mins. No.
Not even that.
Like, probably 10 mins. 10 mins?
Yes. Yes.
And, yeah, what are you supposed to do? You got 30 characters.
When I heard we were going to go see Space Dwarves, I got a little excited.
I mean, Space Dwarves forging a space axe is one of the most metal things I can think of.
And the forge, really, and their forge, like, is literally a star.
It was like the length of one metal song, really.
Yeah.
But, like, what are you supposed to do? There's 30 freaking characters here.
Exactly.
And they're all, like, some of the highest paid actors in Hollywood.
Yeah. No, I thought they did a decent job of, like, giving people time and telling stories, but it really suffered because it was very thin.
But Peter Dinklage did show up. That's a plus.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he needed stuff after his Destiny deal fell through. But
so, like, here's the thing. We're going to go by moment, just real briefly.
Okay.
You start the movie. You go, okay, what are they going to do? I guess kill Idris Elba and Loki.
And Loki!
You're like, oh, we're watching this kind of movie,
Michael,
huh?
And I were literally...
I don't think they come back.
No. Michael and I were, well, maybe Loki. Idris is gone.
No, I think they won't kill him back for the sole purpose of he kills him and says no resurrections this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Me and Michael were literally talking about how awesome Idris Elba was today, and it was a little sad to see them killed off.
Yeah. The thing is, like, they kill off these people, and so then you go the whole movie thinking they're going to kill more people, and they don't until the end, which is weird. Where the heck was Bilbo?
Bilbo. Oh. He was under house arrest as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Sorry,
plot device.
He was filming the appendix for The Hobbit.
Plot device had the both of them held up in under house arrest.
So Paul Rudd was filming what? We've already made jokes about the other people filming something else.
What
the heck is Paul Rudd doing? They can't show up!
The only thing I know, the other thing he's in...
they started pre-production for Ant-Man 2.
Yes. Ant-Man 3, at this point. Ant-Man 2 is, I don't know.
Probably done, actually, in all actuality.
So, yeah, they start off the movie, and, like, all of Asgard is dead. Like, that was the... If you've seen Thor 3, that is all of Asgard on that ship, and now they are gone.
Except,
like,
Thor.
Thor is the last
Thor
Asgardian.
Thor makes the comment that they only killed half his people, but I don't understand how he gets that.
Well, they killed the half of his people that was alive.
But, yeah, but they blew up the ship.
No, I was saying, so, like, half the people died because of Hela.
I guess.
And then they killed the other half.
Yes. Yeah, Hela killed a bunch of Asgard.
It's weird. So, like, how much are they going to reverse when they reverse everything? Is it going to bring back everybody?
I mean, this is more than just... And this is, like, race, like, wiped out of existence at this point. Like, yeah, that's, and like...
I'm saying, but, like, I mean, if you kill Thor, what other Asgardian stories are you really going to tell?
I don't know. There's lots of gods in the Norse mythology.
I mean, Kratos.
Oh, yeah. So, my bad. Let's just tell a story about other Norse gods for some reason in a Marvel movie? What?
No, I mean, here's the thing, right? Comics reboot themselves. This series will someday be rebooted. When we have the great-grandchildrens, they're going to be going to the movies, and it's going to be freaking the third reboot of Captain America.
And Lady Thor.
And,
it's actually cool, though.
Lady Wakanda, man, woman, and Mr. Marvel.
Mr. Marvel.
I don't know, dog.
So, yeah, like, I don't...
Okay, so it starts out, all of Thor's people die, the Hulk gets the mess beat out of him, and
then... Yeah, and then the Hulk never shows up again.
They're really, really inconsistent with their Hulk thing, because we literally just saw Thor, and he said, if I go Hulk, I'm not going back one more time. So then he goes back immediately in this movie, when he gets warped by Idris Elba to human mode, but then he doesn't warp back to the Hulk the whole movie, which is just disappointing as freaking crap.
But, like, it's supposed to be because he's scared. He never lost a fight before.
The Hulk is shamed.
I guess. But, like, also, the Hulk in the comics just gets angrier and better.
Yeah, he just gets bigger. I'm like, okay, like...
He freaking lost in Thor. Thor did beat him.
Yeah.
He just got
trained. Wasn't that a whole thing?
It was the Montreal screw job of...
Stop. All right, you need to cut him off with the wrestling, and no one's going to understand them.
It's the Montreal Screwjob of Avengers. So
then Hulk gets sent to Earth, and then you meet all the wizards, and...
And all of Bowser's children are awesome.
Yeah.
Thanos' children are all awesome. There's, like, a bunch of, like... I suppose they're named, but we don't really get their names, but they have cool powers. There's a psychic. There's a dude with a giant chain...
Hammer?
Pickaxe thing? Yeah, hammer. Yeah,
something like that.
There's a chick...
With the spear, and then another guy with the
spear. One is Ludwig Koopa?
Ludwig. The one with the coolest hair, so probably the wizard.
Probably the wizard man. Yeah.
I don't know. We don't have to walk by plot, but, like...
One of my biggest things is just, I really did not like how they used Captain America in this movie. It was very underutilized. That's my biggest complaint.
I mean, he does show up, and he shows up to be the big boss. I don't know why they don't just murk that fool, though. They should just murk that fool when they got him wounded.
He shows up in two scenes. His intro was really cool. It was awesome to see him come back. He barely speaks throughout the thing, and we see very little of his character.
I mean, he doesn't like these movies. That's kind of the secret behind-the-scenes plot is... He's the Brock Lesnar of Avengers.
Shut up with the rest.
He doesn't like being Captain America, though.
Yeah, that was my biggest... Because I love Cap and his stuff, and his Chris Evans' portrayal of him, so it was really disappointing to not get a good character development, or if there is any more development to be made of Captain America.
I mean, there is, but it's in the place of Bucky Barnes.
And it's also through him dying.
Yeah, his character, he's going to die with a sacrificial thing. Or freaking, like, the comics where it's dope where he dies for no reason. And it's so meaningless. But that makes it cool and weird and strange. And also Bucky, like, becomes Captain America and has to deal with whatever.
Alright, so the ending where they just kill everybody. Did you like that ending?
In some ways, yes. In some ways, I like sitting with an audience in a way that, like, this is probably a historical moment. Like, sure. I can't think of another time where you get so many people that care about one single movie where something like this happens. This is, like, probably, like, a once or twice in a lifetime type thing.
Maybe, yeah.
Where everyone cares about the same movie. You all go see it, and everyone's just like, what the crap just happened?
Yeah.
Like, that's a cool moment to actually be in the theater for that. I really appreciated that.
Sure.
Some of it's neglected, but I really don't think they'll stick by it. But it made for a really cool visual to just watch everybody. So, like, yes, I like the way they ended it. I thought that was a really cool thing. I think a little bit of it is lessened by the fact that it's not going to stick for very long. I mean, it is going to stick for very long because it's, like, until the next... Yeah, a year. So, like, that's a long time to ruminate on it and, like, have theories and whatever. So, like, yeah, I think it's good overall. But the thing is, like, they're screwed no matter what they do, so... I thought it was a cool choice and a bold choice.
Go bold.
Here's my question for you guys. We've spent a lot of time critiquing the movie and, like, dunking on this movie in some ways. What's your favorite part of the movie? Like, what's a cool moment that you really enjoyed?
Hmm. Thor's axe was freaking sweet. Watching him come back, very all-powerful, and be like, "Guy, I got this." And just the kind of owning stuff, that was a cool moment for me. I like that.
Here's the thing. This is, like, and I don't mean to do this, but, like, this is the, like, what's that stupid Star Wars movie? The middle one. This is the Empire to the freaking...
Marvel stuff.
I mean, like, Avengers 1 is super happy and essentially nothing bad happens. In this movie, essentially nothing good happens. So as far as, like, what were my favorite parts? Well, there's the one part where Thor comes with the lightning and zaps a bunch of people, but it doesn't amount to anything good. So, like, you're supposed to leave this movie feeling kind of so
it's
down.
It's like The Last Jedi at the start of the Marvel movies.
That movie made me happy.
Where nothing good happens. They get beat down and beat down and beat down. Where they, you know, where they remade Empire Strikes Back.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not supposed to feel good walking out of this movie because so much bad happens. Which means, like, yes, I think it was well done.
Sure.
But I'm not going to remember, like, oh, it's like, hey, remember the time he got that one good punch in before everyone died? Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, but, like, yeah, like, Thor made a hammer on the star. That's cool.
It's an axe. Thank you very much.
There was a lot of cool fighting.
Part of Groot.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool fighting on their, like, freaking Helm's Deep moment where they're in Wakanda. Like, there's a lot of dope things that happen, but they do just amount to everyone dying.
The which death affected you the most?
And Peter.
For me, I think... It was probably either Peter or Wakanda Boy. That one, Wakanda Boy was when I was like, wait, what are they doing?
And Peter's the one where they're obviously ripping at your heartstrings, but like,
right.
when Wakanda Boy died, I was like,
and we're talking Peter Parker, like, not Peter Quill.
Yes, Peter.
We referred to him as Quill. When Captain Wakanda died, it was literally when I was like, it took me out of the movie a little bit. I was like, oh, so they're just undoing
it. Yeah, when you see him die, you're like, oh, they're not sticking with this.
He's the first one who died. I was like, oh, okay, so they're gonna undo it for sure.
I will. Yeah.
Personally, however, even after seeing that, watching.
I mean,
Tom Holland die.
Tom Holland die is the one you're supposed to feel bad about. He's a kid. He's the comic relief. Mm-hmm. He's the one that makes Iron Man all. Screwed up in the head.
He's the one superhero.
Iron Man's been getting screwed up in the head the whole time. This is the ultimate thing for him.
Sure, but this is like the superhero in all of us. Like, that's what Tom Holland represents. It's like, he's like the boy in all of us. Like, I want to be with the big boys and I want to fight superheroes. And he's just having fun and doing it all. And he's not really taking it super seriously. And then it kind of catches up with him in the end.
I still kind of think the thing is, like, it doesn't matter where he was.
Yeah, like, did it catch up with him in the end? Because no matter what he did.
He could have been, like, sleeping at home and died still. Sure. I think, honestly, one of the coolest ones is when Nick Fury is in New York because people are just randomly disappearing. They could have kept that scene going a little longer and had it be, like, really catastrophic, which would be pretty cool. I'm sure they'll expound upon it later, but, like...
Sure.
I mean, you're supposed to feel bad about the Tom Holland one. It is sad because you don't want to see kids die.
Sure.
But, like, I just thought it was really cool. But, yeah, like, it was so much that you know they can't stick to it, which is maybe the only flaw with it.
Like, if they went too hard into it.
Or if they'd taken all the old people and not the young people, you'd be like, they could stick with this, dude.
That would have been kind of what we were expected. So I can see this as being like a plot twist.
I could have seen them sticking with it, and it would have meant a lot.
Yes.
Yes, but also I think it would have been like, just in the story arc kind of thing. Bummer. Like,
it would have been a real I guess we cut season one. Now season two's a new cast.
Yes.
I also want to see like our boys from the beginning beat the bad guy that they've kind of been studying up for 10 years. Like,
fair.
They've spent 10 years working to fight against this one boy, and then they all die the first time they meet him, and they don't get that kind of we beat him.
No, that's a good point. I do like that they're gonna get their
round two.
If you ever watch the freaking old Batmans with Adam West, they always lose like the huge first fight, and then they always win the second fight. Like, I like that they're gonna get their second fight, and they're probably gonna die.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, exactly. I like that they're probably gonna die, and they're gonna get their same fight.
And they're gonna win this time.
They're gonna win this time.
Have consequences.
The thing is, this has been going for 10 years, so they've been going a long time. This is them going out on their backs.
They cannot afford to put Robert Downey Jr. in another movie. They cannot.
So, I mean, I guess I like that they're gonna get another shot. I guess that's cool. But yeah, we are getting to the thing where, like, they're getting so old now that they gotta put over the new peeps because... guess what? We're getting old now.
Yeah.
And we need to start bringing our children to something so they gotta have the new baby stars. So I don't know who's like... The thing is, like, also, one of the cool things that Marvel has done recently is they've kind of taken characters that weren't necessarily the biggest... I mean, Spider-Man is. But, like, they're not... They're, like, freaking Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy. These guys were not, like, super, like, mainstream everybody and their mother knows these people before. So maybe they'll just freaking pull out just random Marvel people and make them the new biggest things in the whole world.
Were you watching that scene at the beginning of the movie with Iron Man and Pepper Potts? Like, basically, like, okay, someone is going to die. When they start talking about children and stuff.
Well, the thing is, like, now that you're mentioning it, like, you're supposed to have Tom Holland identify as his child. Like, it's less about Pepper Potts being pregnant when you look at it in hindsight, and more about him kind of being ready for children, and the child that he gets is Tom, who dies.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
So, like, symbolism, I guess.
Sure. I really enjoyed the Red Skull cameo. Mm-hmm. Like, that was fun.
I completely was not ready for it. So the first time I saw that movie, I was like, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I guess that's cool. I don't really care about Red Skull. I kind of would have just liked it being a Death Phantom. But I do. The thing is, it has more gravitas if it's somebody who's done it before.
Well, so also, like, cool. He's like, my curse is to take people and show them the one thing that I can't have.
I do think that scene was probably a really, really good scene where he had to murk Gamora to get what he wants.
Well, she's like, starts making fun of him and laughing. Like, as soon as he said that, I'm like, okay, she's going to die.
That was the worst part. But the thing, you know what's going to happen the whole time.
Yes.
She's laughing at him, which, you know, is just kind of dumb. Like, that didn't surprise anybody when he threw her over the edge. But, that was cool because also, like, she was literally the only thing he cares about. So, like, that was well done in most of the ways.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would have been kind of funny if it didn't work and he had to find another way to get it because it was like he was that selfish. Like, he killed her, but he didn't care about her enough for it to work or something. I thought that would have been neat.
It was interesting also that Gamora, like, straight up just, like, gives him up after, like, 5 seconds of, like, okay, it's here.
Yeah, but the thing, it's hard to criticize because you want to see everybody in the same movie, but it really does limit you to how much time you can actually have because you've got 30 peeps, dog, and you got to put them all in this movie. And so, like, there's so many things that happen that if given more time to breathe, probably would have been better. But I don't know. I think it was pretty well done considering everything.
I think considering...
All things considered.
Yes, I just think it was well done.
This is going to sound real dumb.
Okay.
I get spoiled when you watch a TV show, and a TV show can have 23 episodes of something to let it breathe. And we're watching a movie, and there's only 2.5 hours to tell this entire arc. And I think it would have had better... been able to breathe better if it was... You know, had more space, but what are you gonna do?
Sure,
they gotta make their money.
Are you gonna freaking Peter Jackson 6-hour movie?
No, I just think they should make everything a TV show and then release the TV show in chunks in the movie theater.
Oh boy,
which, like, that's innovation. Maybe like a pay per view style, like the story is told through episodes.
Sure,
on Raw every week.
Sure. overall, I think I liked it. It's really easy to kind of.
It's a really good movie. I think
it's not my favorite Marvel movie.
No. I mean, it's not better than.
I think it's a decent movie. Probably a good movie with a really fun twist ending that's not going to stick, but was really awesome to experience firsthand in a culture where everyone's going to be experiencing and everyone's going to have like a collective, what the crap, before everyone kind of realizes it's not real.
Yeah.
And also, like, but like, I think it was just like a lot of fun. Like, it was a lot of fun to see Tony and Peter and Strange all talk to each other.
Sure.
Like, I mean,
those interactions were phenomenal. Like,
the parts at the beginning.
The phenomenal.
The part at the beginning is good because it's finally nice to see someone talk back to that freaking Tony Stark. Dude, Tony Stark is a sucky, like, person to interact with, and everyone just kind of laughs at him. It's like, oh man, Iron Man's so cool. The dude is an arrogant turd. So I really did enjoy Strange. Also kind of an arrogant turd, standing up to it.
Was it Doctor Strange or was it Peter Quill who called him a douche? I can't remember which one.
Doctor Strange.
He's like kind of a
douche. Doctor Strange.
There was a bird flip.
Yeah.
We got a real good bird flip there for a minute.
That moment was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of really good, cool moments in this whole movie.
I was just saying, that fight was 30 seconds, dog! That fight was 30 seconds long!
They didn't have time! We got no time!
I know. Whatever.
I think for what it was and what they were trying to accomplish, I think they did a very good job. I think that...
I mean, yeah, everything considered, I think they did a good job. I think that this is going to be a movie that everyone remembers because there's a real good moment at the end where everyone just goes like, what the heck?
Yes.
And society collectively, before they get all cynical and start thinking about the future repercussions, are like, oh, that was a weird feeling to sit in a theater and... You listen to your parents talk about, like, when Yoda died or when you found out, like, Luke was everyone's father. Like, those moments don't happen because not everyone goes and sees the same movie. But that was a cool moment. There was a lot of fun little things along the way that were given very little screen time. But it was cool because you've been watching these movies for 10 years, so you're super invested in the characters.
Yes.
So that's fun.
Yeah. Yep. It's easy to nitpick, and there were some things that I didn't like about it. But I mean, a movie like that is not going to make everybody happy, and so I think my final setting, at least right now, is it was good. Not my favorite. I really don't have much desire. It won't be the one that I've like. I'm gonna watch a Marvel movie.
Every time I'm bored, I just want to watch like the last 5 minutes of this one.
Yeah, maybe. Actually, like, maybe the last 5 minutes.
I was too, like, the last 5 minutes of this movie. Oh, yeah. But everyone, like, it sucks!
But if I want to watch a Marvel movie, like, I'll watch Cap 2 or Civil War or Panther or something like that, or Spider-Man.
I do. Freaking Cap 2 or Civil War, I get so bummed out.
No, if you're bored, you should just watch Guardians or, like, Iron Man 1 or something. Or Iron Man 3? Iron Man 3 or not. Sometimes I like it and sometimes I don't.
I like Iron Man 3 a lot.
Do not watch Iron Man 3.
Do not watch Iron Man 2.
I love Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2 is better than Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 2 sucks so bad. Darn it. Alright. I think that we've said everything that's important that we're going to say about this movie.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, we're just kind of rambling and there will be a lot of discussion that happens after this, but.
And now I gotta go listen to other people's spoiler casts and read all the articles.
Yeah, and now we have our own homework to do. Figure out what's
discussion.
And now I can do the thing.
I'm freaking going to bed. I'm gonna work for 12 hours. Here's today. The
thing. I have freaking 2 podcasts. Well, I'm not gonna post this one tonight, but I do have another podcast I'm supposed to post tonight. So
yeah,
I felt like I was gonna say. Oh yeah, I have one more question as we sign off. What the heck was Paul Rudd doing that he couldn't make this freaking movie?
He was filming Ant-Man 2, dude. He's like, we started Ant-Man 2 too early.
Dude, if they had gotten the Wasp to show up, maybe he would have come up. But no, he's like, no, I'm going to stick where the hot chick is.
I think, how funny would it be if freaking Ant-Man 3 is he's in the whole movie and he's just really little?
No, for the stinger, I thought that Ant-Man was going to be in that car that wrecked. Just a little tiny man. I don't know, whatever. So check out whackmatters.com where we post podcasts that are funny about things and stuff.
A music podcast.
I have a music podcast. We have a comedy podcast. We do other stuff there periodically. Check it out. Check us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Rate us on iTunes.
Like and subscribe.
No, we don't have a YouTube channel, you freaking dumb butt. Bye.
For real, Bob. I'm so tired.
Is it recording?
How funny would it be if it